Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox at 12 minutes to 9. It's not going to get any warmer than 11 degrees today for that essential exercise. It'll be a cool, brisk walk. We even had snow in the Dandenongs.
Good excuse to say a new exercise today. Too cold.
Are you going to stay in? Okay, good on you, Fev. It is the Fox.
Gosh. Now, we've made no secret about it. One of our favourite shows in lockdown has been Bachelor in Paradise. I have loved this season, this series, and only, it feels like 2 weeks ago, we spoke to Kira just before she went in. She's joining us again. Hi, Kira.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, Kira. Kira, do you remember your famous last words? It was so funny. We were saying goodbye to you before your first episode, and you were saying, guys, I went in with the best intention. I promise I didn't want to be the villain. Wow, Kira.
I know.
Yeah. Do you?
Do you think
it's a stitch up? So I wanted to ask you about this because I was trying to watch. I'm going, so how, like, all those things did come out of your mouth, like when you were sort of, you know, bad mouthing Alicia or Cass or whatever. So how do you defend that when you actually say it?
Yeah, well, every word came out of my mouth. It just wasn't necessarily in that sentence or in the context that they showed you. So some of it was, like, I'm not going to deny it, but some of it definitely wasn't. I had to stop watching because I'm like, I actually can't watch that.
Wow. And I mean,
I was like, it's so hard because I'm the biggest control freak at the best of times. And I guess when you go on these shows, you pretty much find your life.
Can't see that at all watching the show. Can't see that at all.
But they took it to another level this year. But you know what? I just, at the end of the day, I kind of just was like, you know what? It's only really portrayed and, like, it's put together for entertainment, right?
Of course,
people
yes.
shouldn't be taking it seriously. It's literally there to entertain. That's what it is. It's not reality. It's not reality.
Why did you even go on there anyway? You didn't hook up with anyone. Did you really want to hook up with anyone?
Look, I mean, before I went in, I was having
you just go on there to get some more Insta.
So basically,
yeah. Oh, so a year ago. When
they first asked me to go on the show, I was like, no way, I'm not doing that. And then I had FOMO. So, like, I was like, ooh, I kind of really want to do it because I don't want to miss out. But then when I went there, like, after the first day, I was like, why did I do this? Oh. And then I was just like, whatever, and just had fun with it.
Can I ask you, Kira, within the alumni of all the Bachelor and Bachelorettes, is there a status thing? Because you did say a couple of times, and I could sort of see what you were meaning. Like, you got a lot of newbies. They've just come fresh off the most recent EP series. You've been on since Richie's because you kept saying, do they know who I am? Like, it's not my first rodeo.
That in was taken out of context, just so you know. So when I say, do they not know who I am, I mean, do they not know who I am, like how I'm going to react? Not
right.
Do you know who I am?
Right.
It was more like, don't they know who I am? Like, as in, do they not know that I'm going to react to that?
Yeah, got it, because you will, definitely. But
see how that's taken out of context and portrayed to you that I'm like, don't you know who I am? And that's not how I said it, and that's not what I meant.
I still feel, it just still feels like that is how you said it, but I know it's not.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. Kira. No, well, it's not how I said it, Kira. But you know what I mean?
No, we don't. But Kira, now, I've heard that actually someone on the island got kicked off, got asked to leave. Is that true?
Well, I mean, those things happen all the time on reality TV. Obviously, people do things that will annoy someone who, you know, is like watching from the head office. Mm-hmm. Things happen that I don't necessarily see. But I think something like that would have probably definitely happened.
Was the person Tim?
I actually don't know. I don't know.
You do so.
I don't know. And I'm definitely wouldn't tell you if I did.
Well, okay, that's comfort.
Now, Kira, let's talk about what you can
don't
talk
you know
about.
Who I am?
Yeah, don't you know who Fev is?
Don't you know who I am?
What you can talk about is your new relation, your new relationship with Matt, who I know from Love Island. I watched his series of Love Island. Now you've both uploaded your photos last night. This is exciting for reality stars
to see.
Cute.
And now, are you in lockdown together?
Yes, we are actually. We've been in lockdown for the last 6 weeks, and obviously you guys are in Melbourne as well. But just found out that we have to be in lockdown for another 6 weeks. But I'm not complaining.
How long have you been seeing each other?
Yeah.
Pardon?
How long have you been seeing each other? How long's it been?
Well, we've been like seeing each other for like, you know, since February, but not official. So we were just like obviously hanging out, nothing serious. And then obviously a couple of months ago, I think you guys did an interview.
It was more than an interview. It was a lot more than an interview. It was a segment called Celebrity Matchmaker with someone else.
We both realized after that we actually liked each other. So thank you for that.
Oh, that's good.
We
got you together.
Yeah. So after that, just so you know, that interview, we both go, hang on a minute, we actually really like each other.
Oh wow.
Because Chloe was right into him.
You actually had a hand in our relationship.
Wow. Because it was Chloe, wasn't it, guys, from Too Hot to Handle the one.
Yes, it was.
She was right into him. She was all over it. She sent us messages and said she wants to hook up with him.
I know. I was like, sorry, bacon.
Don't you know who I am?
Saying that, Barrett, it's so taken out of context that I just want you to know I don't think I'm better than anyone and I don't walk around saying that.
No, fair enough. You haven't. You didn't. When she was at our party that month, a while back, she actually never said anything
that. She walked up to everyone going, don't you know who I am? And they're like, oh, man, shush.
You guys should be nice to me because I came and did that for you. I wouldn't do that for anyone else.
That's a very good point, Kira.
We're only taking the piss, Kira.
What was that? Because I was on maternity leave and I missed you, Kira. What was that event?
Well, yeah, it was something about your exes.
Thank you for answering, Kira. I was looking at the boys because they were hosting it.
That's right.
I was about to say, well, the whole thing was we wanted Kira there because we wanted to hook her back up with Jared.
It was a stitch up.
And Jared and Kira were there and it was a stitch up, but then Jared ended up hooking up with our boss.
Okay, this is now getting really weird.
That's
the
point. He's so desperate, that kid.
That was certainly a plot twist for everyone.
And I was buying him vodka lime and sodas all night. I'm the one who got him drunk.
Oh,
that's right. There we go.
Oh, wow, so you did that too. You're hooking up everyone.
Lots
Is he
memories.
Still using your Netflix? Or you're
no,
using
no,
his
no.
Netflix?
I was
what
using
was the go
his
there?
Netflix. So I'll tell you what happened. So basically, my TV obviously has it's a smart TV, so it was actually logged into his Netflix account, which he knew. And I never really watched it. And when Matt came over, he's like, oh, you've got Netflix? I'm like, yeah, it's Jared's account. But so we started watching The Last Dance on it. And I'm like, I'll see if it's still active, whatever. And we used to go on and laugh until, like, you know, it's still active. And then one time it was disabled. And we just thought it was funny. We were like, we should message him to see where we're up to, just as a joke, you know?
Well, I heard that he's still using your Spotify account, apparently.
He's my Spotify account for a while. But you know what? That's what happens. You're logged in. I don't care. Do we really care about that stuff?
$12. $12 a month.
It is when it's romantic music that Jared and Kira had, and then Jared using it on another girl. Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're one big happy family, guys. What a time it's been for everyone. Kira, The Bachelor returns tonight at 7:30 on 10. Not that you would care about that because you're not on it.
No, I don't care.
Anymore.
I definitely don't care.
This has been amazing. Thank you, Kira. Faith, Fab, anything else you need from Kira before we play a song?
Say hi to Matt.
You all for being mean to me.
Oh, sorry, Kira.
We're not being mean, mate.
I'm joking.
We only got you on because we love you.
No, I'm joking. Thank you, guys. Honestly, I appreciate it.
Good on you, Kira. She's a good sport.
Bye.
Remember when we found Kira Love? It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
No, how good's that?
The Fox.